So, welcome back to Dyslexia Friendly. So, I've been asked, how can dyslexics, what should a dyslexic do to succeed for his bar mitzvah? What can he do? What should he do? I think any dyslexic can do whatever they want. Whatever they want to do, they can do. Even though they've been told, there's no way, that can't happen. I'm so sorry, but that won't happen. Do whatever you want to do. It's very possible that people over time have told you, have told your parents, told you, oh, there's no way, this is going to happen, whatever. Whatever you even want to do, whatever your community does normally, if they read a little bit in Hebrew, if they just speak, they say a line in Hebrew, if they say a lot in Hebrew, no matter what they're doing, you could do. Even just speak. Writing English speech is so hard. That's to begin with. But just being able to read the Hebrew, you could do it. It's possible. It's gonna be hard. And don't feel pressure to do it if you don't want to do it. And if you want to do it, you could do it. Trust me. I'm gonna say that the ways to do it is like this. Give yourself way more than enough time to succeed, right? If you see, to learn it. If everybody around you is taking a month, if everybody around you is taking a year, take longer. I would say at least do time and a half, maybe even two. I would say that because you want to make sure you get it there. I can tell you, it took me a long time. I finished the night before, right? It took me such a long time. I mean, yeah, there was times where I did a lot, then I stopped, whatever. It's hard. You want to learn it the way you can learn it. Learn it the best way that's for you. If you notice in the morning, afternoon or night is the best time for you, try to do it then. If you notice doing it by yourself, listening to a recording of how it's done, that's how you should do it. There are so many of those around that you could definitely find that. If you don't think that's the way to do it, that's the way to do it. There's so many people also in the world that you can hire to do it over Zoom nowadays. It's Corona, right? You could easily get someone from anywhere in the world, certain type of person, a certain way they do it, right? A lot of different ways people read. You could do that. You also want to get someone that works with you and your timing if you're going to do that. So it really understands where you're at, and you could describe everything that you need and want to get done this year with that person. And they could help you so much. And part of what I also see with the bar mitzvah, right, is something that's not as discussed. It's discussed in the classroom, it's discussed with the student, but never with a bar mitzvah, and never in most occasions. The hardest part, some may say, is great. I learned this, I know it, but now I'm doing it in front of so many people. Or now I'm doing it actually in front of someone. My family, my friends, right? Those are the people that you care about their opinion. And you don't want your friends to start laughing at you, right? That would be so hard. And don't worry about that. In class, so many people, when I have dyslexia, right? I mean, obviously I do. When I would grow up, my teachers were like, I used to never like, first of all, let's start off with this. I never used to like being getting called on. Never did. I know friends that had dyslexia, and the teacher knew they would only, like some teachers are like calling on random people, right? Teacher knew never call on this person unless he raises his hand. They did the same thing for me once they learned what I had. But for some reason, I think it was like, sixth grade, I loved reading aloud. There was a couple of points to it, but I loved that. And I think you really, really gotta know what you're gonna get yourself into, and practice, practice, practice. Maybe make it in a way that makes it easier for you to remember it. There's different rules that people have up there, so make sure you're following whatever you need to do. But do it in the best way that you can do it. Make sure it's in your zone. Maybe put yourself in a way that no one from where you're reading it is in front of you or you can see them. I don't know. It's your time to shine. It's what you want. Don't worry about what everybody around you is saying, or everybody around you is what you're seeing them or what they want you to do. It's all about you. So it's your call. Don't let people pressure into you. Don't let people pressure you into it. Take your time. It's very possible. And you'll be so proud of yourself. That's the best part. That's really, really the best part. And yeah, have no fear.